Martha Sue Neve, NEVE, 92063. NEVE. Martha Sue. Chief complaint, cough, number one. Congestion, number two. Neck pain, number three. History of coronary artery disease, number four. Status post stent placement in the heart, number five. Mild lower extremity edema, number six. Cough with sputum production, number seven. COPD, number eight. Palpitation, number nine. Copious amount of sputum produced, number six or seven. 2 months ago, she had a chest X-ray. It was told she had some spots on the chest X-ray, but then she quit seeing her doctor because they fired her because of no follow-up, and that chief CT scan of the chest was never done. Period. So this is a 61-year-old woman who comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms in the past 2-3 days. She's awake, she's alert, she's been married 40 years, has been pregnant 5 times, 2 children, 2 living children, and has 5 grandkids, period. New paragraph, she does smoke about a pack a day, doesn't drink alcohol. Last period was in her 40s, period. She's a school bus driver. Family history, both mom and dad died of heart problems and heart disease. Blood sugar today was 190. She started on Ozempic, which is helping her blood sugar. Mammogram is scheduled for this year. Bone density is scheduled for this year. Colonoscopy 2 years ago. Eye exam 1 year ago. It needs to be done again today. Medications reviewed, which includes Wellbutrin, Prozac, Jardiance, Plavix, Metoprolol, Levothyroxine, Gabapentin, Crestor, and where does that say, sir? The very, very first one? Postenix? Patient did have some blood work done recently at a physician's office, so they were not treated, they were not restarted, or they were not done again today. What does it say? Oh, Ozempic, yeah. Okay, she's on that. Period. She was recently started on Ozempic, and her sugar's slowly coming down. She's at the low dose. She was on Mounjaro at one time, but she was allergic to it. Sir, medical problems, diabetes, hypothyroidism, shortness of breath at all times, heart attack. In 2015, she states diabetic neuropathy, pedal edema off and on, depression and anxiety. Surgery, cholecystectomy, multiple stents in the heart, doesn't know what side, right or left. Allergy, codeine, and sulfa drugs. Family history, we discussed. Social, as above. COVID immunization, none. She's 225 pounds today, and compared to last physical, she's about 5 pounds heavier. And then she has 97% oxygen, 98.1, 18, 56, 106 over 70. Heart positive, swollen positive, is 2 with valves and bronchi. Abdomen is soft. Neck shows no JVD. Skin shows no rash. Around the coast of the lesion, also cone on focal. The extremity shows trace edema. Number one, cough, congestion, shortness of breath, most likely viral. Medrol dose pack. Bromfed, number two, her blood sugar can handle it. It was 199 today. She is very careful about her medication and what affects her blood sugar. She has a way of monitoring the sugar with a continuous glucose monitoring on her phone. Next one is abnormal chest X-ray 2 months ago. Next one is we talked about repeating chest X-ray and going to a CT scan. She chose to do a CT scan without contrast. Order was given. Next number, eye exam is up to date. Next number is colonoscopy is up to date. Next number is mammogram scheduled later for this year. Next number is hyperlipidemia. Next number is diabetes. Blood sugars are better controlled with Ozempic, but we'll continue watching that. Next number, she has a primary care physician who's going to see about that. Next number, she does have both RVH and LVH. Next number, she has a sleep apnea. Next number, she's using her CPAP at night. Next number is mild lymphadenopathy in her neck. Next one is palpitations. Next one is carotid stenosis, mild. Next one is lower extremity edema, minimal. Next one is most likely corpulmonale and pulmonary hypertension related to smoking. Next one is extensive tobacco abuse in the past. Next one will come back next week for follow-up. Next one, the patient may need antibiotics, but at this time, we're going to treat her as a viral bronchitis. Thank you.